Hey everyone, this is Mary DeMuth and this is Pray Every Day, where I pray through the Bible verse by verse. Happy February 10th. Happens to be my birthday today, and I am 4 years old. So anyway, I'm praying from Jerusalem, actually from Judea and Galilee, and I am so grateful to have this opportunity to pray for you from the nation of Israel. We are in Matthew chapter 5 in the Sermon on the Mount, verses 13 through 16, and this is in the ESV, and this is what it says. You are the salt of the earth, but if the salt has lost its taste, how shall its saltiness be restored? It is no longer good for anything except to be thrown out and trampled under people's feet. You are the light of the world. A city set on a hill cannot be hidden. Nor do people light a lamp and put it under a basket, but on a stand, and it gives light to all in the house. In the same way, let your light shine before others, so that they may see your good works and give glory to your Father in heaven. Mind if I pray for you? Lord, I've seen cities on hills, and they do shine, especially in Israel, because so much of the architecture is kind of this white, kind of creamy white color. And against the green of the hills, you can really see these cities on a hill. They stand out. And so, Lord, we want to be like that with you. We want to stand out for you. We don't want to be ashamed of the gospel, because it's the power of you to transform lives. Lord, forgive us when we are ashamed of the gospel, and instead help us to be that light, that lighthouse that shines for all to see. I had the opportunity to see a seaside town today, and just to see how those ships could come in from Rome and there would be a big fire on a big pedestal that acted like a lighthouse. And Lord, they needed that beacon, especially in the storms, to be able to see where they were going. And so, Lord, we pray that we would be that way today, too, that we would be well lit, that we would be that beacon of hope to wayward people who are looking for direction in life and hope and joy and all the things that we have. We have received freely. Freely we will give. The thief comes to steal, kill, and destroy, and we remember that, but you have given us life and life abundant. And so we want to have that kind of effervescent, invitational life that people can't help but see the light that is shining. Lord, as we will experience the Dead Sea this week, I am going to be knowing deeply what it's like to be in a highly salted body of water. And I've learned this week that one of their biggest industries is deep sea minerals and Black Sea minerals. Actually exported as soap and as healing properties. And Lord, salt does have that preservation. And so we want to have that part of our DNA, that we are preserving what is good and beautiful and true and kind. Help us to meditate on those things and not the negative, and help us to not lose our saltiness, but that we would flavor the world that we live in. Lord, I'm losing my voice and I am tired today, but I am grateful for you, that you were an example of salt and light for us. You definitely added flavor and taste and preservative to our world. You were the light. You even said that you were the light. You are the light of the world. And you also said that no man comes to the Father but through you. And so we choose to bow our knee again before you. We pray for our loved ones who are far from you today. We lift them up to you. It is a heavy burden that we can't carry anymore. And we ask that you would divorce us from the pain of it, so that we could move on and grieve and be able to pray accurately and with fervency, and not with just only grief. Lord, heal some of our grief of our prodigal friends and family members, so that we can pray more accurately for them and with kind of more of a pointed determination to see you move in and through their lives. We love you. We praise you. We thank you. We worship you. We bow before you. We give you the glory for our story. And I pray all of this in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you so much for listening to Pray Every Day. If you want to help the podcast, you can leave a 5-star review and write just one or two sentences about how the podcast has helped you. So thank you so much in advance for doing that. And I hope you have a great day.